Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's interview where we're talking all about hair today. So my name is Lynn Waldrop. There's a lot of new people that are on the call and have kind of joined up as part of this free call. And so I just want to introduce myself. I'm called The Body Channel, and I take a dive into people's bodies, and the bodies just seem to give me information about the bodies, and I'll talk to groups such as this one and receive information about what creates different diseases and different problems in the body, and then we work on whatever it takes to start to make a change. So the target for today is to work on everything around hair. So not just the top of your head, but facial hair and more. So this call is to give you a preview of what you can expect in the upcoming series that we're going to be doing. So if you have any questions about hair and you're on the live call, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand. If you're on the webcast, you can write your question in the Q&A section. And again, please only questions about hair items. If they're administrative questions or about other series, feel free to shoot us an email to info@lynnwaldrop.com. So some of the biggest topics that we're going to be talking about throughout this process are, and the biggest ones that you guys have also written in from your surveys, are hair thinning. That's probably the number one thing that was written in. Hair texture, frizzy and out of control hair versus thin and limp hair, maintaining your color, so like premature graying, having to color your hair and maintaining the color that you desire. Another one is general hair health, wanting stronger, shinier, for many people longer, thicker hair, so less breakage, shedding, and split ends. We want to work on hair repair from chemicals and hair treatments. And we want to work on body hair. So in this situation, a lot of times it's unwanted body hair, so unwanted facial hair and things like that. So we're going to work on that. And some of the biggest reasons that we're going to hit throughout this series, the first one is stress. So you can have all kinds of stress. You can have just, you know, relationship, financial, job-related stress, but you can also have, and those obviously can translate into body stress, but you can also have body stress from oxidation. And the reason why they talk about antioxidants and eating blueberries and things like that to help oxidative stress on the inside, that can also wreak havoc on hair follicles. Another one is medications that people take, and a lot of times how that affects your hair. We have hormones, perimenopause and pregnancy and thyroid issues. And one that's probably surprising is going to be heavy metals. So there's some metals that absolutely love to make home in the hair follicles and love to choke out the hair follicles, things like aluminum, lithium, thallium, selenium, and mercury are just a few of those. And then we have immune system issues that people can have where the immune system literally attacks those hair follicles. There's always genetics, vitamin deficiencies. A lot of people are surprised to find that things like B12 can cause hair loss. And then a big one that you guys provided a lot of information on was TFEs, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So in my world, TFEs, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, create your body, create your world. And so some of the things that you guys wrote in that were really surprising for me was that your hair defines who you are. Your hair is your security blanket. Your hair is what makes you attractive or not. So when we have TFEs like this, then that can literally change how our hair is. It can change how we see ourselves. It can actually create problems in the body, depending on where you take that thought, that feeling, that emotion, and store it in the body. So we will be working on all these different kinds of things in the All About Hair series. You can read more about the All About Hair series on the interview page. It's at www.lynnwaldrop.com/hair. So we're going to talk more about the package and all that kind of stuff. There'll be 20 different remote remedies in there Monday through Friday from May 6th to May 31st. Those remote remedies are 7 to 10 minutes every day delivered to your email, Or my favorite way to get to them is go to the download page. You can go there every day after 6 p.m. Eastern, and they'll be there. And every day there are going to be different topics of all the information that we just talked about. There'll be different topics on those pages and in those remote remedies. So for only $50, you can change your hair, which is less than a haircut or color in most parts of the world. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines right now. I have a group process I want to do, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for questions and for some little mini clearings for us to work on so you can see what's in store in the series. But again, I ask if you're going to raise your hand and ask a question that it has to do with hair at this point. So let's see. So everybody that's written in on the webcast so far, everything is all going to be included. People wrote in about dry hair and oily scalp and dandruff. That'll be worked on. Unwanted facial hair, thinning hair, thinning to gray hair. We're not going to get too specific on some of these medications, on more of the general medications we're going to work on, but there's a few that have written in some pretty specific medications having to do with specific diseases. That's something you're probably going to need a private session for. Somebody wrote in about scars on the scalp and the hair hasn't regrown in the scar. We'll be working on that. Texture, smooth, silky, shiny. We'll be working on that. When most people have written in about thinning, it's amazing. There's a good thing we can add about when you shave and you get the bumps, whether it's the face or the bikini areas. And some of these we'll also have to look into. And a few people have written in about having chemotherapy and having lost their hair and wanting it to come back in more, better, faster. So we're going to actually do a group process tonight where we are going to really stimulate those hair follicles to get things moving. So let me take a couple of live people here. I have somebody from Culver City, California, ending in 9788.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not actually in Culver City, but close. Hi.
Hey there. Who's this?
It's Doreen Kramer. And you've,
hey, Doreen. How you doing?
Good, thank you. So I just wanted to make sure that you're addressing, if people talk about hair thinning, that's not the same as hair loss. And
yep.
It didn't think you actually said hair loss. You just said thinning. So I just wanted to make sure you're dealing with both of those.
We're dealing with both of it. We're actually going to deal with some female and male pattern baldness as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I have somebody from South Atlanta, 1414.
Yes, hello.
Hey there, who's this?
Hi, my name is Laurel.
Hey, Laurel.
And I already got your package.
Awesome.
And started doing the heavy metals and the parasites and bacteria and things.
Very good.
And quite an energetic lift. It was really quite amazing. I've listened to them each a couple of times. I'm having thinning hair on the top of my head and unwanted, you know, thick beardy-like, well, not beardy-like, but on my neck and jaw. And my eyebrows are starting to curl. And this has all happened since after menopause.
Let's do a process on some hormone stuff, because there's been several people that wrote in on the Q&A also about eyebrows. That wasn't really on my radar, but I think it needs to go on there. Some had eyebrows falling out from different medications they were on, and some just have eyebrows kind of going a little crazy.
Yeah,
so
they're just
got it on
starting
both
to
sides.
Head up my scalp.
Yep, I get it. I get it. So let's do a little bit of a process on hormones to kick everything off. So thank you. All right. So let's just – the endocrine system is a top-down system. So think of a river. If the industry at the top of the river – polluted the river, you can clean up the river, or you can stop the company from polluting it anymore, but the river is still polluted. So the point being that you have the top of the river is the hypothalamus and the pituitary and the pineal. And people can have thyroid problems, they can have pancreatic problems, they can have adrenal problems. But you always want to look above that to make sure that some other industry, some other endocrine gland is not polluting that river going all the way down, and that's actually the cause of the problem. So we're going to kind of start up here with the hypothalamus and the pituitary especially. And especially related to hair. Because you're going to find out that our estrogens, our progesterones, and our testosterones are very key when it comes to hair. So if they're not working correctly because something above that is polluting the river, we've got problems. A bunch of people that are having work done on the pituitary right now. Some are more focused on the pineal. And interesting, your pineal, remember, is in charge of your cycles of life, sleep, wake, hunger, thirst, and also has a big effect on aging. Think of that as a cycle. Some of you, it's fun to watch because it's almost like watching dominoes. You know, once the one that's kind of been clogging up the river is changed, then the rest of them just fall like dominoes. Meaning they just get in line. And other people are kind of stuck in that thyroid area because, remember, hypothyroidism can actually cause loss of hair. So can hyperthyroidism, although it's more rare than hypo. All right, we're going to let that just keep continuing down and making its way, especially down to those androgens. Now I'm going to move on to the next one. I have somebody from Chicago, last four digits, 0644.
Hello?
Hey there. Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. How you doing?
Good, thank you. I've been taking medication for what I think is hereditary hair loss for a couple of decades. And in the last couple of years, I've had a real problem with hairline, loss of a lot of hairline hair. And I'm wondering if a bacterial infection could be causing that and how I might address that.
Body's saying no bacterial.
The medication is only moderately helping.
But there is kind of a high level of toxicity, more so in that those hairline follicles. Trying to see what that toxicity is. So the medicine, how do you put the medicine on?
It's topical.
Put it on
with a dropper.
Scalp?
Yeah, I have been. Yes.
So it's almost showing me like somehow, I guess the best way to describe it is like somehow something has been like washing down to the hairline, and that's been like the lowest point of gravity, you know what I'm saying? And then that's created more toxicity in that particular area.
So like a waterfall or something going towards the hairline?
Well, even if it was, you know, even if it was something you were putting up on the scalp, if it runs down and the majority of it stays in that line, or even
right.
Wearing, do you wear hats? It's like something's been sitting in that area. Something is going to that area, to that point.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. So just remove that, and it should improve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, we're going to do a process here in just a little bit to really stimulate the follicles.
Okay.
So that'll help as well. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy. All right. I have somebody from Austin, Texas. 2151.
Hello, Lynn. It's Patricia.
Hey, Patricia. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for this call.
You're welcome.
So I have had about a year, a little over a year ago, I've always had really thick, fast-growing, you know, hair, and a little over a year ago, it started falling out, and it was just like, I mean, it was just, people would even comment, you know, like, what's going on with your hair, you know, like, it's all over the floor, and it was so scary, and it was never, you know, until that point, it was never anything that I had to, you know, it was my, I don't know, trademark, I guess, you know, people would always, oh, your hair is so beautiful, and then it just started happening, and then it got better, and it's not falling out like that at all now, but I can see around, like, my temples, like, I can't pull my hair back in a bun or in a ponytail anymore, because it's so thin around my temples, and I can see my scalp on the top a little, like in certain areas, and it doesn't grow at all like it used to, as far as quickly as it used to, or as thick and, you know, as thick as it used to.
Okay, so since you started talking, your body has been talking about metals. So when all of this started like a year ago, prior to that, is there any kind of metal exposure that you can think of? Now, people will have, sometimes when they go and they have their mercury fillings drilled out and something else replaces it, you know, they will have a situation like this. So there's lots of different things, or it may just have been metal content in your drinking water changed. I mean, I've seen all different kinds of reasons, but your body went to metals.
Hmm, interesting. Not that I recall, you know, that I didn't have anything major done, or, you know, in my mouth, or I didn't have any, no, not that I can put my finger on.
Well, and obviously it somewhat changed, because metals can make you literally lose all of your hair. I had a client one time who, she had an aluminum situation, and I was teaching a class. It was a hands-on class, and she said to receive this, she really wanted to get more benefit, so she took her wig off, and everybody in class was like, oh, you know, and we're so sorry. They all assumed that she had cancer and was going through chemo.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just looked at her, and I said, you don't have cancer. You have aluminum poisoning. And she goes like, oh, my gosh, how did you know that? And the metals can make you lose all of your hair if that situation isn't changed. So obviously it was something that was temporary. So let's go ahead and do a little bit of a metal cleanse and pull that especially out of hair follicles for people. And then I'm going to go ahead and do the process I was planning on doing anyways, in terms of really stimulating hair growth. And when we do this, remember, we're directing the body to stimulate it on the head only. So we're not asking the body to create it anywhere else. We don't want any extra. So guys, if you're on the call and you want facial hair, you need to make sure you say it, because we are just saying on the head. Okay?
Yes. Good.
So let's go ahead and kick this off. So hold on. All right, so we're going to kind of start the whole metal detoxy piece first. They kind of call it a chemical wash, or they bring in an energetic chelator to chelate some of these metals and to take it out. And while we are washing that out, I want to wash out hydrogen peroxide. You'll learn more about that in the series. We naturally can create that, and it can be a big problem, causing a lot of gray. We want to go ahead and start stimulating all of the hair follicles. We're kind of massaging those follicles now. And again, if you want this hair growth somewhere else on your body, please direct these energies to that area, especially you gentlemen. We are only asking the bodies to do this on your head. And while we're doing this, let's do a TFE clearing as well. So anywhere you've decided that your hair is what defines you, it's what makes you, it's one of the first things that people see, and therefore you're afraid that it's going to be something that you are judged harshly for. So everything around all of that. And anywhere you've made your hair like your Achilles heel. Just move through and delete all of those energies. All right, we're going to let all of those continue. All righty. You guys are a quiet group tonight. Anybody else have any questions? If you have a question, hit star 2 to raise your hand. We have all kinds of people on the call, but everybody's radio silent tonight. Oh, we had a couple people jump in. So we have somebody from Washington, Virginia, ending in 2015.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jane. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I've been struggling with, similar to the lady that just spoke, similar patterns. My hair has been falling out pretty significantly over maybe the last 8 to 9 months. And not sure why. And I've been dealing with a lot of stresses from different areas in my life. But I've had stress before, and it's never done this to my hair. So I don't understand why now it's happening. And I've been using different products to help to stimulate and help it grow, but I haven't really had much success, and it's mostly in the middle of my head and the temples in the front. It's very thin. The middle, there are like areas that it's just balding completely, and then in the temples in the front, it's just very thin in that area. So wanted to know if you can provide any guidance or help with that.
Your body is telling me, even though the difference is now you also have a viral load. So when was the last time you had like the flu or were sick? Was there any time right before that 9 month period where you had fallen ill, even kind of a cold or anything like that?
Nothing that stands out in my head, honestly. If I did, it didn't last very long, and it wasn't really bad.
And
the thing with viruses is that they don't
have to be. In fact, so many of them, especially those in the herpes family, they just sit there latent, and they can pop out for different reasons, and stress is one of those reasons. So
okay.
Remember anything on the chicken pox, shingles, even the cold sores, all that. There's hundreds of different varieties of the herpes strains. So let's work a little bit on the combination of the viral load and stress.
Okay.
Because it's like the immune system is going after the virus, and it's getting the hair follicle instead.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to do some work on this. So if you feel a bunch of heat up in the scalp area, it's using kind of a laser or far infrared kind of energy to go across there to wipe out some bacteria and viruses, different things that people have. and we'll include some MP3s on stress, but all the places where you guys have stressors and anywhere where you have decided at some point that stress gets put in certain places. So whether the stress gets put in the immune system, whether the stress gets put in your hair follicles, whether the stress gets put in any part of your body, can we start to delete that program and pull out some of that stress? Anywhere that stress then has been used to reduce certain enzymes required to have a nice, thick head of hair, can we delete those programs? All right. Okay, we're going to take one more, and it's Maureen from Victoria, British Columbia.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just wasn't expecting you to pick me, that's all. And I'm so happy you did. I have an extreme issue with my scalp, and it's got dry patches and also moist patches that are just itchy and just unbearable, really. And
how long has it been going on?
About a year. I think it impedes my hair growth because I have thinning at the back of the head. And so, yeah, that's what I think anyway.
All right. Very curious. Your body's telling me we have some water processing issues, and actually this is a part of the lymphatic system doing some backup, and I've never heard of the lymphatic system affecting a scalp like this. So we're going to have to do some research on this one.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and work on doing some lymphatic drainage.
Okay. I bought the package, by the way. I jumped at the chance. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do some processes on lymphatic drainage and water processing. And you've got my curiosity peaked, so of course I'm going to have to go do research with bunches and bunches of bodies to play with this some more. Remember, we have a bunch of lymph nodes throughout the body, but they all dump into four main portals. They come up the legs. You can feel the energy coming up the legs right now. They dump out into the groin area. And then that moves up the body. There's lymphatic portals kind of near the armpit area. And also pulling in from the arms and down from the head, especially the back of the head, down the neck, across those shoulders, and into those two portals. And also working on adjusting the water processing and how your body processes water. So some people, they can drink, you know, all the water that they want to and desire to in a day, but it still doesn't seem to then show up and equate to actually hydration in the body correctly. So to me, that's a water processing error. I'm going to let all these processes continue here for a while for you guys. And so remember, you can go to www.lynnwaldrup.com/hair. And so with this package, you're going to get 20 remote remedies. We're going to start May 6th, be May 6th to May 31st, Monday through Friday. You get remote remedies every day, and a remote remedy is that 7 to 10 minute long, usually they're longer than that, MP3. That will be on different specific topics daily. A lot of things we've talked about and much, much more. I think we'll add some eyelashes and some eyebrows in here a little more. You'll receive them over email, but you also can go to the download page and after 6 p.m. Eastern, and they'll always be there. So it's $50 for Package A, and Package B includes a private session for $247. So that's the package. You get kind of an idea of what we're going to be working on and what that's going to look like for you. I hope that you've enjoyed the processes that we've done tonight. And please feel free to shoot me an email and let me know how they felt for you and if there's anything else that needs to be added. Remember, if you purchase the package, you will have a survey that you can fill out and you can add pieces to it. So now that you know kind of what the basis of the package is, if there's anything specific that we've missed that you want to ask to have added in, please put that in the survey. We want to hear it because we want this package to really be geared towards the people that are purchasing it. So I hope I've answered you guys' questions. If you have anything else, please, again, shoot us an email to info@lynnwaldrup.com, and I will see you guys soon. And this recording will be up in just a couple minutes if anybody wants to replay it and listen to the processes we've done again. Okay? Thanks, guys. Have a great night.